Hey, morning.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
So what news do you have for us today? Something about landed properties and pricing it, right?
We have integrated with a number of sources, including the Building and Construction Authority, BCAA, okay, to give a X value for landed properties.
Ah, that is tough. Because, you know, every plot is different, the house is different, when it was built is different.
Compared to condos and HDB, it's much, much more difficult to price a landed property.
Because condo, they go by stack, facing, kind of finish.
Yeah, you know? And then just look at the size, yes, and within the project in a condo or a HDB, there are many, many transactions.
That's true.
In 2014, there is about 1,000 landed transactions.
Okay.
And then if you look at HDB, there is 16 times more, 16,000 transactions.
Wow. Okay.
And
so it's a lot easier for you guys to work numbers on valuation when you have a lot of numbers to work with.
Yes, so you can find the comparable sales, because most of the time when we try to price properties, we use a comparable sales method. So now for landed properties, not only is it more difficult to find transactions, it's also that these transactions have many different characteristics that may be different.
So how does SRX help?
So with this application that we just launched, SRX Analyzer, it allows the agents to very quickly get an X value for landed properties after considering many, many different factors by leveraging multiple databases at the same time. Okay. Not just public caveat transaction records, but also...
which is usually dated. Area,
which is dated, right? They can also access other databases, which is already integrated within one system.
So it helps keep the numbers very current.
Absolutely. So it basically uses what you call the hedonic regression method. So typically you see that a bigger size unit typically attracts a lower PSF, right?
Yes.
And vice versa. So if you were to look at neighboring sales and try to use that as a benchmark for pricing your own unit, that neighboring sales, if it's bigger by 10%, then by right, I should adjust the PSF differently.
Okay.
But how much I should adjust the PSF, that depends on how much in the past people who would have paid for on the premium for every square foot, what kind of premium they paid for, okay, right?
So if I was selling my landed property, which I don't have, how do I get information?
You can simply just go to srx.com.sg, look for an agent with this pink logo called SRX Analyzer.
Okay, great. Thanks for all the information, Jeremy.
Thank you.